It's gonna be some trouble in this motherfucking church today. More trouble than your ass can stand up in, goddamn.
This is the NEFTAIL Podcast with your host, Red Light District. Listener discretion is advised.
Now this time I see y'all see it. Fuck y'all from the very start of this shit. Fuck what you into, fuck what you been through, fuck where you going. Fuck who's scared of you, fuck if you did fed time. Fuck your clip, fuck your blocks. Matter of fact, fuck your block, fuck who you pulled out on. Fuck you, fuck your bitch, fuck if you been out of town. Fuck your fake ass
yes.
Ice cream. Fuck your life, fuck your motherfucking
fuck
9 to 5.
Fuck you, man, if you don't like the Not For The Easily Offended podcast. Yes. Somebody will be offended tonight.
Will they really?
I'm your guy, Red Light District. I'm all the Jean. What's happening with you?
What's up? What's up? We in the building.
Uh-huh.
I see you are ready to offend.
Somebody, this might be the most offensive shit that I said tonight. And it's just weighing on my heart. You know, I'm going to be me. This is why I created the platform. This is why I sucked you in.
But I'm here.
Hold on. This is when they start talking crazy. You know what I go? Fuck you. All right, enough of that. So New York City is open.
It is.
Outside is open. As I walk through the city, I see so many people. They out, they having a good time. No mask on. I still wear mine. I don't care anymore at this point. I'm just wearing my mask and saying my prayers, going the way I go and all of that.
As you should.
As I should, right? So here's the thing, right? This is when you know New York is really open. Fuck the restaurants and the bars and all of that shit. You know how New York really open?
What?
You know when it's really open?
It's open.
This is how you New York ain't really open till some real wacky shit start happening. And I'm gonna tell you, when women start getting raped in Central Park. Now, in the whole entire 2020,
nobody got raped. Was on the low?
You'd know if somebody got raped in 2020. Nobody got raped in Central. I'm talking about in Central Park.
We was in the middle of a pandemic.
But I'm
talking. They didn't care about. People probably got raped. People probably even got more raped. But
nah, you crazy?
It probably was more rape.
Central Park is like the most world famous place for people to get. Like, if you want to go get raped, you're a woman, just go to Central Park. That's what I'm saying. Central Park is historically known for the rape place. That's where niggas go to rape bitches to get they fucking claim the thing. Nah, I'm telling you, like,
listen, man,
that's when you know New York City and everything back in New York City. It's part of New York City culture. It's fucked up.
Nah,
it's,
you can't make that shit no fucking culture.
I'm just saying.
Nah, you're going too far. You're going too far.
This
somebody getting raped or multiple women getting raped a culture for New York?
Because like, it is.
You sound crazy.
It's a culture amongst the rapers. Like, no funny shit. Like, I know you, because this is why I said this is going to be probably the most offensive
to date. You're bugging.
All right. Every year, think about it, right? Before Corona, right? You listening?
I'm listening.
Before Corona, how many times a year you hear about a rape in Central Park? Every year, how many? If we had to put a number on it.
I wouldn't say I heard. I haven't heard that every year. And I know
I'm
every
telling
year,
you, they, but if they.
But listen, even though, right?
Right.
Say it did happen a multitude of years.
Right. Culturally. Nope, historically.
Let's just say it did happen, right?
Historically, Central Park is the rape place. Right or wrong?
The women...
Where do most rapes happen in New York City?
Listen, the women that was raped do not deserve to be now called a cult. Like, they're a culture. Like,
no, they're victims. We talk about the people that do the act. They're within their culture. Yo, it's a whole rape culture. It's weirdos out there. That's their culture. That's the group of these people. They're crazy, but what I'm trying to say, Amola Jean, and I know because you're a woman, and listen, because, like, when I saw the article, right, I just was like, this is fucked up, right? I was like, this nigga's a weirdo, and niggas like him are weirdos, and they mentally ill. Because all this free pussy right now, it's everywhere. Bitches is giving this shit away. $40, some less than that. Some just for the thrill. It ain't like when I was young, when you had to get the Sears magazine and shit, the little the shit that came in the mail for your mom and shit.
Like
when
you
I
had
was young,
to really socialize.
Like not even. I'm talking about like there was like I ain't have access to smut. So you know when your little Sears catalog come in and you look at the lingerie section, you get the book. It might have came for your mother or whatever. Now you got Instagram and all this shit, Snapchat. This shit is over sexualized and these weirdos can't take it.
Yeah.
Not knowing if they had $40. These bitches just want $40. My man Boo Banger said an eighth and some Henny is the gateway. I never shout out to my man motherfucking Boo Banger, new song out Dolo. But I'm telling you, my man Boo Banger told me, he was like, yo, big bro, an eighth and a Henny is the gateway. But let's not lose focus on that.
I don't understand.
Let me not go over there with that. What I'm saying is this, right? That's how you know New York City's open. When women, unfortunately, begin to get their cookies took in Central Park. Now, let me read this shit. This nigga right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ready for this shit? Can I make this thing up? Oh, yes. This nigga name is... What is this nigga's name? I had this shit. But this is how you know he's sick. Right? Let's get down to it. The guy name is Howard Shaw. He's 38. History of doing wicked shit. Said he got charged with attempted rape this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got charged with attempted rape, strangulation, and forcible touching. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. This nigga's a goofball. Says back in 2005, he was arrested for raping a 25-year-old woman. And then arrested 2 years later on some shit. For like, he, fuck all that. The nigga just came home Tuesday. Like, today's Friday.
He been home 3 days?
The nigga been home 3 days and he went right to Central Park because that's where these niggas, you don't know, these rape niggas probably get together. They have probably a community of these niggas. They probably identify with each other. Like, oh yeah, I know son from the...
They meet each other at groups.
That son who did this shit over there in Baisley. You know what I'm saying? You never know. It's fucked up. Now you know that's his territory. That, yo, all that shit that be going on in Queens, yeah, that son right there. They probably have a community of weirdo niggas that rape shit.
You
want to
get these niggas out the way.
But that's just crazy. But it ain't stopped it. It was two. I can I make this shit up? Two rapes happened on the same day this week.
Mm-hmm.
In Central Park. 45 minutes apart.
Right.
Two different niggas.
Two different.
This is what I'm saying. Like, see, I know I joke and play and kiki ha ha, but two different niggas raped two different women this week, or attempted to rape these women this week on the same day, 45 minutes apart in Central Park. This is what I'm saying. This is how you know New York City is back open.
See, what I read, I didn't hear that. I heard that it was one guy that they were...
Because you... Did you reread or did you say like Jay-Z did? Skim through it.
I read it.
You read that article, which you didn't know that it was another guy this week. Same day, 45 minutes apart, same park.
But that was the story I read that... Two women got raped 45 minutes apart, but they put a picture of a guy.
A black guy?
No.
The Spanish guy with the mask on.
Yeah.
But now they got the black guy for the first one that just came home. Howard Shaw. This is what I'm trying to say. New York City, boys and girls, repeat offenders. Shit is crazy out here. So, what's going on in the world of TikTok?
Haven't even been on TikTok.
Right. What have you been doing in terms of following? Have you been following pop culture?
I haven't.
All right, cool. So, right, it's my job to follow what's going on out here. So you got this young 14-year-old girl in New Jersey, East Orange, New Jersey. Mom sent her to the store for whatever.
I heard about this.
And her mom sent her to the store, whatever may have you. She lost the EBT card or the debit card. And mom's told her to go back out there and find that shit, right? And shorty, they got on camera in the store. Somebody paying for something for with a debit card. Shorty disappears. since October. So for like the last 4 weeks, everybody thinks she was, you know, or they just got her as missing. But most of the time when we hear our young brothers and sisters is missing on anybody, you think somebody kidnapped them. So it comes out today that she been hanging out in Harlem, like some, how they say, a good bystander noticed her and asked if that was her and knew she was lying and called the police and it was her. So Shorty was like, she just ain't want to go home. She ran away. Now, let me break some shit down, right? I'm from an era where, like, your mother or your grandmother sent you to the store for something and you lost the money. Because back in, this is before debit cards. This is before the debit card era. I remember being young and having to go to the store for my mother and my grandmother and lose the money. The first thing they tell you is, go back and look for that shit. You better find my money. Now you walking back through the house where you left out at originally, and you walking down the stairs and throughout the front yard and down the block, and you looking back to the store. You looking in the same spot. You don't find the shit. You never find the shit. Right? You know what happened in my era? Gotcha. When you got back, you getting violated.
But
so I'm thinking, was Shorty mom's going to violate her? And she knew it. That's why she dipset. And what was you really doing in Harlem?
What I read was that the mother is now under arrest for child endangerment because of all the things they said that the daughter said that she was doing to her. But basically, really? She left because she didn't want to beat it no more. Like, she couldn't take what her mother was doing to her, to the point where she cut her hair and tried to change her identity. When they first found her, she denied who she was. Like, you 14 years old and you don't want to go back to your mother? Like, or you don't want to go, at least, oh, all right, I got an aunt, a cousin or something. No, you want to run away something? It's bigger than that. And they said that,
and she
said the mother was abused. The mother is now under arrest.
I don't think she ran away to family either.
No, she just ran
some
away.
Some random nigga, right? You always a little nigga that found her somewhere riding the train.
It ain't say that.
That's what happened, though. You know that. I was young before. I was out there before. And you be, where you going, Shorty? Why you riding the train? And you always got a little nigga like me that was young that you could sneak him in the crib. Because, you know, and if you with some niggas, like I had homeboys where they just had straight in-house pooms when we was teenagers. But like me, I grew up in the house, so it was always somewhere you could hide a bitch, like at least for a little bit. At least for the day, you stay outside with her. By nighttime, I had my own bedroom, so I know what it's like. She probably met a little nigga her age that had that freedom. And he was like, where you going? Shorty line, come on, we out. She said, I love it here when she got uptown. It's Harlem. It's Harlem, New York City from East Orange. That shit is nice. East Orange, New Jersey. Harlem, New York. She was like, I love it here.
Nah, she just didn't want to go back to that mother, and that's why she's under arrest.
Who's under arrest?
The mother.
They arrested her mother?
They arrested her mother. On child endangerment.
Shorty probably went in there singing to the feds, like, listen.
To the point where you cutting your hair off, like, she changed her hair. She tried to really do a missing person. She tried to change her identity.
Right. So let's take a 5-minute break. Let's not even 5-minute break. Let's take a commercial break, because that's how we get paid, man, through these commercial breaks. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more bullshit. But it's not bullshit. But I'm telling you, I'm geared up tonight. I knew when I said, you know what, this may be the most offensive shit.
You got a lot on your mind?
That ain't even me. See, that's the problem. Y'all be thinking it's me. It's really her. I'm just more vocal. If y'all actually knew the shit she was thinking, y'all would not be thinking I'm the bad guy. This shit got red light district.
How dare you?
I'm telling you.
And did you get back? Were you able to go in a northerly direction?
I wasn't.
Describe what happens.
Once I take that step back, I look over my shoulder and Mr. Rosenbaum was now running from my right side, and I was cornered from in front of me with Mr. Zeminski, and there were there were
There go the cabin.
People right there.
Take a deep breath, Kyle.
And the win is...
That's what I... That's where I run.
We're gonna take a break. Please don't talk about the case during the break. Read, watch, or listen.
All right. So, what was that? So here's the thing, right? People out here saying, the white people them out here saying, homeboy Cal Rittenhouse, who killed those people in those riots last year, young white. Probably neo-Nazi male. He's a bigot. Let's just call him what he is. Oh, he's a bigot. So now they want to say, when he was testifying on the stand the other day, that he was having a panic attack. Mm-hmm. That motherfucking shit wasn't no panic attack. Take it from a nigga who had a panic attack before. Have you ever had a panic attack?
Yeah.
Before I even get to me. Well, is that a panic attack? Because niggas who have real panic attacks, we could all get together as one and say, nah, that wasn't no panic attack. Was that a panic attack in your personal experience?
I've never experienced a panic attack like that. But again, I'm not a doctor, so I can't say what a panic attack look like for each individual.
Do you actually know what a panic attack does to you?
Yeah.
Because sometimes people like to confuse anxiety attacks with panic attacks.
Panic attack makes you feel like you're having a heart attack.
No, that's a... Right, exactly. I apologize. Right. Anxiety makes you... Put you... Think something's going to happen to you. You're in fear. Sometimes you get this type of feeling in your chest where it's not like a tightness. It's just this weird feeling that you get of anxiety, anxiousness and nervousness. And it almost like but a panic attack, bro, you be holding your chest. You done passed out. You done lost consciousness. You done got a little dizzy. Mm. That nigga capping, bro. That nigga capping, and the winner is not him, because that was a poor attempt of a remorse. He wanted remorse. He wanted to show the jury that he was remorseful and sad. My nigga, that is not a panic attack, bruh. Take it from a nigga who had I had a panic attack when I was driving my car. That was a dangerous situation. Yeah. And you know what happened?
What?
Huh? I'm driving down the street. And all of a sudden, my arm just started feeling squeezed. And then my chest started hurting. I was like, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. What the fuck? I floored it. Ran so many lights. And I'm telling myself, this can't be a heart attack. Man, you wouldn't be able to drive a car.
Right.
That's a panic attack where you feel. Anxiety is a feel, but it's more so like, nah, it's totally different. And I don't care. I ain't got to be a doctor, but I'm telling you, that shit homeboy was doing was not a panic attack. Broke capping. Not 99%, 125% cap.
Well, then he capping.
That's where he capping, huh? That's all you got to say. Nothing to offer to that?
Mm-mm.
Wow. It's okay to say the weed and drink caught up with you.
I'm be quiet. I'm letting you talk. Why you bothering?
But it's a conversation.
Yeah, I'm like, so I'm feeling low.
That's why, because you're not giving me no, like, you seen what I, did you see that shit the other day? You seen it. So, and you know the thing is, the Associated Press, the media, is really running with, oh my God, he had a panic attack. Oh my God. And you know, bro, you know from personal experience.
I do think he had a panic attack, but I don't think that had nothing to do with the crime.
So you think that was a panic attack?
I think he was going into a panic attack. I don't think he actually had one, but I think he was...
Bro, if he was having a panic attack, that nigga would have been like, call 911, I'm dying. Not... You ever got your ass whipped when you was a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I'm talking about really get your ass bust.
Mm-hmm.
Like, extension cord.
No.
Child abuse level. I'm from the era where you get your ass busted, child abuse level. And I cried the same way, hoping this motherfucker would stop throwing the lash. He capping for the jury. He capping. He's not doing a good job, because niggas that actually, first of all, panic attacks is not exclusive to niggas. Niggas is not the only one that actually have panics, like black people. Oh my god, it's a panic. White people started that shit first. I never even heard of an anxiety attack entire white people. That shit somehow got in the water and now niggas is getting it. What the fuck is you talking about? Like, how I just wake up one day, I'm just coming out of work one day 3-4 years ago, and next to you know I'm bugging out. Oh my god, what the fuck happened? And niggas running all these tests saying ain't nothing wrong with this nigga. Know what I'm saying? This is what I'm trying to tell you. Like, says you yawning and shit. I'm you. What's up? Every week you with this yawning shit. Stop smoking.
I told you the weed make me sleep.
Like, you yawning. You on air and I'm putting this shit out. I need you to know that. We not doing like last week where you couldn't get it together and I don't put it out. I'm putting it out this week.
I'm here, though.
Let me say something to these repeat offenders. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen.
Stay away from drugs.
Nah, I'm not jacking that. Kyle Rittenhouse is capping. Ain't nothing wrong with that neo-Nazi, bigot, Confederate flag, funny King of the Hill character face ass little nigga. He trailer trash. And he capping. He trying to captivate the jury with that weak ass performance. That shit was weak. Because real panic attackers, panic attack motherfuckers that experience that shit could tell you, that ain't a panic attack, bro. Because when I was having them shits, I was like, oh my god, call 911 now. Like, what the fuck? I'm dying. Don't let me die here type shit. That was a, oh my god, my mommy gonna beat me. No, mommy, no. That was that shit. No, mommy, no, don't do it. You looking all around and shit. That wasn't no panic attack. That nigga knew in that moment he had to try to get his lie together. And that shit hit him because he's convicted. Because karma's about to kick his narrow ass. This is not for the easily offended part.
He's trying to get some type of sympathy.
Right. Empathy, sympathy, and any other type of D. Fuck out of here. Niggas ain't jacking that shit.
Yeah, he wants sympathy.
This is not for the easily offended podcast. Let's go to a commercial break. And we're going to come back with some more shit. Because somebody will be offended tonight. And this next thing right here, I know this is right up your alley. You like getting at these niggas. You like getting at these niggas right here. This is your guy, Red Light District. We be back. Lamar LeJean, you good?
I'm good.
I'm feeling a little woozy here. You good?
That shit hitting.
What's hitting?
That Grey Goose. You got me drinking vodka. I know you're a vodka connoisseur, but
I'm just saying, like, normally it's tequila or Grandma Yay and shit. But, you know, tonight, that goosey.
This is why I stopped drinking it.
Nah, only time I drink vodka is Maury's vodka, but tonight is the goosey.
Right.
You hit.
I'm hit.
You hit.
All the way in.
Oh yes, this is not for the easily offended podcast. Welcome back, you repeat offenders. Thanks for fucking with your guy and your girl Maury LeJean.
We in the building. What's up?
As I'm going through the social media sites earlier this week, I came across somebody will be offended tonight. I'm scrolling through this thing, the land of make believe, and a friend of mine, borderline family, reposted something with a comment, and I agreed. And the comment that she made, let me read it first. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my cousin Paya. Y'all are really dragging it. Unless you fully have operating womb and you create eggs that 28 days later need to leave the body to create more, get the fuck out of here. Thanks. Now, that was her comment on a post by this organization called the Trans Army. I'm assuming, as I went through their page, it's for transsexual them people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So they're, this particular group, Trans Army, has this thing going, gender and biological sex are not the same thing. Biological sex is how you are born, male, female, or intersex. I never heard of that before.
No.
Your gender identity is built over time, and this is also why we have different words for it. Girls become women and boys become men. No one is born a woman or a man. We all start as toddlers. Our genital differences don't matter much in the end. But that wasn't the thing that really caught my attention. And pissed off a lot of women, natural women. I'm talking about women that were born with vaginas. They had this thing, periods aren't gender specific. Oh, yes. This organization said, periods aren't gender specific.
How dare you say that? Like,
what does that mean, Amola? I'm a guy. I don't know what that means. What does it mean?
It means that a period, you having a menstrual, meaning you bleeding for 7 days, you cramping for 7 days, is not gender specific to you because you have a uterus, when transsexual men will never have a uterus, so you'll never have those contractions, you'll never have that menstrual for that time. Like, how dare you say that it's the same, because it's not. And it's not gender specific. It is. The gender behind it, it may not be technically a gender, it's a body part, but it's the woman that's born with a uterus.
So, that shit is, this is how you know these people need help.
Mm-hmm.
So, this organization is called the Trans Army Organization, and they're, seems they're post based in Canada. So, this is another thing they posted. This page is aggressively trans and non-binary friendly. If you cannot respect names and pronouns, you're not welcome here. I don't know what that shit mean. Now, right. Here it is. I'm no dummy. But what does that mean? I don't know what non-binary means, first of all. And I'm not even a stupid nigga. I don't know what non-binary means.
Not
but
when you're,
I don't know what a pronoun is. I don't, like, pronouns go back to elementary. Like, you know, you got metaphors, similes, pronouns, nouns, adjective, verb, blah, 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 blah. But fuck, I don't know. I'm confused. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. As I scroll along, I come across this other post by a member in this thing. They said, periods have no gender.
How do you?
Now, here's the thing, right? Let me take a sit back. Let me lean back like Fat Joe. Come lean with me, Mola Jean. Break this thing down. I'm a guy. I don't get periods.
Right.
What do they mean, periods have no gender? What do you mean?
Periods aren't supposed to have a gender, because periods is an act of a bodily function. Like, you get your period because your uterus is cleaning itself. So, it can't have a gender, but it comes to women who was born women with a uterus. You'll never feel cramps. You'll never feel bleeding. You'll never feel what it is to push out a baby, hold a baby for 9 months. You would never feel none of that or experience anything like that. So no.
Now, when you say you will, who are you speaking to?
I'm talking about to the transgender community.
Now, you're talking about men that's living their life as women, right?
Right.
Okay.
Because those are the only people that want periods. Because if it was the other way, a trans living as a woman, they get periods. A trans.
I don't know why a dude would want a period, though.
I don't know why either.
And you're a woman. Why? That shit is yucky, right? Right? That's because, you know, Adam the snake, going back to master manipulation, Eve, you know, that whole situation or whatever happened on in the garden. That shit is crazy, bro.
That shit is bugged the fuck out.
That shit, they gotta stop. This shit is annoying.
They gotta chill. Like, it's like they just keep, they they get what they want and things are too peaceful for them, so they gotta rile up with something else. Like, cut it out. Live your life. Do what you gonna do. Stop trying to involve outside people, because you being a transgendered woman, that's your business. You decided to be that, knowing that you'll never have a uterus, you'll never have kids. Living your truth. Stop trying to make other people choose your truth, because that'll never be it. And you being disrespectful in the process.
Well, boys and girls, you repeat offender, you have it. This is what the world coming to. So we just add that on to the bucket list. The world is coming to what you identify now with that women that get their periods is not gender and all this stupid shit. And then you got me high as a kite. Amal Lajon is smrrrack. You remember the Scream movie? You were like, I'm feeling a little woozy here. Go ahead, boy. Come on with it.
No.
Nah, say it, because that's what you give it. You over there rubbing your head. Just say it. I'm feeling a little woozy here.
I'm feeling a little woozy here.
One more time. Okay.
No.
Do it again. Do it again.
I'm feeling a little woozy here.
This is smack. Oh, man. Let's keep this train moving, bro. Let's keep it moving. We back. We come to finish the. Somebody gonna be offended tonight. Will Smith. Tupac Shakur. Oh, yes. Will Smith is allowing Jada Pinkett to really expose the simping homeboy. Oh, man.
What?
She is really exposing the simping homeboy.
What she said?
Well, let me just out of respect to the great Tupac Shakur, let me just let this beat rock. I get around. Jada Pinkett get around. Jada Pinkett get around. She get around. She get her boom boom slayed. Not thinking about Wells. That bitch is a R. She's a RTR. Nah. All jokes aside. Oh yes. Here we are. Will Smith. This man's legacy is solidified, and his wife is single-handedly out here. Got my guy looking like a simp. Now I could see if she was like a Halle Berry, a Sanaa Lathan, you know, even a Regina Hall. Nobody is like
is beautiful.
Nobody. Nigga, fuck out of here. Niggas ain't checking for sis.
Yeah,
she got the Will. She got the Fresh Prince out here looking like a simp. Real nigga shit. You heard? Now, peep this thing. Oh, yes. This is what he said. I was mad. Now, first of all, let me just read this shit. It says here, I hated that I wasn't what he was in the world. I suffered a raging jealousy. I wanted Jada to look at me like that. Mm. Now, that excerpt is from Will Smith's book he got out or whatever, and he's referencing to how he felt about Jada Pinkett's feelings towards Tupac Shakur. First of all, my nigga, niggas ain't, even if we thinking about that shit, we ain't saying that. Now, for all intents and purposes, we know this is all excerpts and to sell the book. Because he's going to make millions off his book. He's going to have a New York Times bestseller and all of these things because he's Will Smith. Big Hollywood man. Big thing going on. But some things I'm just not going to say, bro. I don't care. Not egotistical. But my nigga, that's just like, ain't no nigga saying no shit. That's like, yeah, yo, bro. She was in love with her nigga over there, but I was mad, bro. I'm not doing that shit, bro.
Nah, what I think you missing is
that what I'm missing.
Him and his, all right, Tupac and Jada relationship was so tight, but it was almost in a brotherly type of way where, as your man, you may be uncomfortable with the relationship, but you can't really, you ain't gonna really tell her like, oh, you can't have a relationship with him because it's not sexual, it's not romantic. They just got chemistry and it's uncomfortable. But you're not going completely just, I forgot my whole train of thought. transfer right there.
You repeat offenders. This is not for the easily offended. What happened?
I ain't drinking with you no more.
What happened?
I'm not drinking with you no more.
Why not?
Because you got me drinking this damn vodka and I'm
Great Goose got you. So the, you know what I'm saying, the Maurice be having you like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't do vodka.
That shit got you hit.
I'm hit. I'm losing my train of thought. I can't even remember.
Because you need to slow down. You be drinking mad fast. I'd be like,
I had
drink.
2 cups.
You inhaled them shit though, bro.
But I only had 2.
But you only had 2 fast ones. You ain't take no time in between. You ain't take a little water break. If we was in a club, I'd be like, we got to carry you out. Because you supposed to take a little water sip in between the drinks. What's going on with you?
Now.
Yeah, but now you smacked already. That's what's crazy. Oh, man. You got to relax.
I am relaxed.
You a little too relaxed, though.
I'm smashed.
Oh, man. Listen, Amola John.
I'm here.
You here? You've been saying that since the beginning of the show. You here?
I'm here.
You are here, but you not here.
I'm here. I'm here.
But you here, right?
I'm participating. I'm here.
That's a fact. So no more Grey Goose for you?
Nah, I'm good.
It's the Grey Goose and the sherbet for you?
It's
a combination.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
You good on that? Oh, man. We'll be back after this commercial break. It's your guy, Red Light District. Amola John is in the building, but she's not in the building, but she's physically in the building. She's here.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters, right? Uh-huh. For sure. Yeah. Red Light District. This is not for the easily offended podcast. Pardon me for the slurring. So let's just talk my shit real quick. Thanks to you repeat offenders that have been rocking with me. This is sponsored by Maurice Vodka, Neftail Podcast, Red Light District. Amola Jean is officially tapped out. I have to stop feeding her the marijuana and the reefer. Yeah, she can't hang out. So here we are. You motherfuckers is stuck with me. So I just have this thought, okay? I want to just chime in on the Astral World Music Festival situation. It's a sad thing. Rest in peace to the deceased and the condolences and my condolences to the families that lost their loved ones. But I just don't like how the media is blaming the artist for the situation. And I know that the Houston Police Department is saying that they came to him and they warned him of these things, but they should be blaming the promoters, the people that actually book the venue. Artists don't book the venues. That's the whole promoter thing. They need to get at the promoters. Get at the promoters for lack of security or not having, but I don't think the artist should be responsible. I don't think Travis Scott should be held accountable for anything because he don't book the shows. He don't, you know, pick the arena and sell tickets. That's all the promoters and his, and you know, he just performs. And as an artist, it's easy to get on stage and not really see, even if it's a crowd. Now, here it is. I'm a recording artist. And I've performed in front of live crowds before, and never to the capacity of this gentleman. But when you get up on stage, sometimes artists, we go into a different place. We can be like on stage and not literally see nobody. It's like we just enter another realm. And then at the capacity crowd and at the level he's performing and playing at, it's highly unlikely that he can actually really, he probably really goes into a place where he transforms into like a superhero. And I don't think that that shit is right. And they should not be now morally on a moral compass because he's the headliner and the people are truly there to see him. I can understand why he want to compensate people or pay for certain things, but I don't think he's obligated to. I think the promoters and the people, well, it's outside, but I think even the city of Houston should be held accountable. Because they should have deployed more just being proactive, even if they didn't, even if the venue or the promoters or the artists didn't take certain precautions and things, just as the city themselves should have dispatched more EMS and dispatched more police, like they do in the fucking New York. That shit would have got shut down. Fucking NYPD would let them like, no, 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 you not performing here tonight. Now, New Jersey, I will even say Philadelphia. So, but that's Texas, and Texas be on some shit like it's a free for all. Like Texas ain't really no rules. That shit is like, that shit is slowly reverting back to the real Wild Wild West. And you know, Texas was a part of that whole Wild West situation, you know. So that Texas is really like, it's truly like Wild Wild West. Like it ain't million rules, anything goes. You know, you carry a steamer with you everywhere you go. It's no mask. They never had masks the entire pandemic. No mandates. Nothing. Nothing. And I personally don't think they should be holding Travis accountable. That's that bullshit. For real, one artist to another, you can easily get on stage and lose it in the performance where you just go into a place where, you know, you don't see nobody. All you know is you just know your material, you know your routine, and you go in. You go in. That shit is corny. Oh, yes. Media like to spin things and make it look like he's the bad guy. He's not a bad guy. Then they not even showing the parts of footage where he's actually stopping his show to bring attention to somebody who is in need of aid. They just want to go with the whole police department story of how they tried to tell him. That shit whack, bro. For real. Amola Jean, what's happening with you? She's out like a light switch. Like a light. It's your guy, Red Light District. This is not for the easily offended. We be back next week. We are going visual soon. I'm very excited about it. Ooh, yes. I am going visual. We are going visual, visual, visual. So stay tuned. Shout out to you repeat offenders that keep rocking with me. I love it. I like it. And I love it. It's what it is. I'm out. I'm high. My body different. I'm breathing different. I'm out, eh? And that's just what it is. For show. Thank you for rocking with us. We be back next week. G's up. Uh-huh. Red Light District, not for the easily offended podcast. Oh, yes. I hope I offended somebody tonight.
Anybody like this motherfucker can get the fuck up and get out of here, goddammit. Anybody like this.
Yes, I am back. Sorry for the wait, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you repeat offenders. It's Black History Month. We're going to celebrate some black folks, some Negroes, some black Americans, some African Americans, some niggas, some bitches, whatever you identify as, we're going to do that. But before we get into that, I have to address something. I was smoking a blunt the other day, dumped about 4 or 5 grams in there, started steaming, and I realized I don't like a lot of people, but in particular, a couple of groups. I narrowed it down to the people that I really don't like. I basically kind of hate these motherfuckers. Some, not all. But, hey, here we are. So what really gets me going and really just annoys me, this set of people here, I hate these niggas right here. I'm just come right on out and say it. I hate them. Sounds a little crazy, it's because I'm on the highway right now. Sometimes you got to get the content whenever creativity sparks. So here we are. I really hate this grit bow, junkie generation, spin, gang gang niggas. I hate y'all little niggas, man. Y'all is the worst type of little niggas in the history of little niggas. And I used to be a little nigga. This grit bow, spin, junkie generation, shoot in the crowd, pray that it hits someone, anyone. It don't even got to be the op. I hate y'all niggas, man. All y'all do is do drugs and shoot in crowds and slide. And pray and hit somebody. Not even the person you want. Then y'all go back, yeah, gang, we slid on them niggas. They know we not playing. We smoke a hot pack tonight. Meanwhile, y'all done hit somebody's grandmother, a whole baby in a stroller, somebody's mother, innocent bystanders. Y'all niggas shooting more of the innocent bystanders than y'all ops. This is the problem right there. Get off the motherfucking drugs. Your hand-eye coordination is fucked up. That's what they tell you in the beginning. Drugs and alcohol fucks with your hand and eye coordination. And y'all niggas not, y'all on drugs. Y'all don't even got a preference. Lean, Zans, Perks, Oxy. You niggas fucking crackheads, man. Y'all worse than the crackheads. Fucking grit, bow, spin, junkie generation ass moment. Right. Hey, y'all. Moving right along to this next class of people. I was watching a new Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie on Netflix, and it's a scene where, you know, Leatherface gets on the bus. You got this bus full of all of these people, and for seconds, all they do is pull out their phones to record. This is the problem with the world right now. I hate you. Let me get this shit on my live. Let me get this picture for the gram. Let me get this clip for the gram, for the TikTok. Ooh, ooh, likes, post. Ooh, ooh, like, comment, share. I hate y'all social media motherfuckers. I hate y'all. I'm so out of touch with reality that y'all so stuck in virtual reality. And a motherfucking building could be burning with you in it. And you talking about, yeah, reporting live. Oh, shit, it's going down. Oh, I'm stuck in the burning building. But you just got to get the... Y'all niggas should have been... You should have went to school for direct... To be a direct... You should have went to NY Film School. Y'all should have went to NY Film School. Right. Because all y'all motherfuckers want to do is take pictures. You should have been a cinematographer. Because all y'all want to do is take pictures and videos. Not even try to save yourself. And I saw that shit. I said, you know what? This is how the world is. I remember back in 2018, I was in a bad car accident. My God in heaven spared my life. But I remember as I was crawling out the car, and I was screaming for help, motherfucker had his phone out like, oh, shit, you see that shit? Money's still alive, too, yo, that's crazy. Look at this motherfucking car, it's fucked up. The nigga didn't even come over to help me. But he had to get that for his footage. He had to get that for his 117 followers on Instagram. For his 432 friends on Facebook. And get 3 likes and a couple wows and all, oh, that's crazy type shit. You like, comment, share for your page. Hashtag eat my dick. Because y'all fucking stupid. And you're stuck in virtual reality and out of touch with real reality. And it's sad. It's sad. And the kids behind us, I used to believe the children are our future, but I don't know. They don't have no social skills. All they know is games. And you, the most weirdest set of kids ever. Oh, y'all want to watch other people open up gifts and watch other people play. That shit is retarded. Countless hours of just watching YouTube and stupid shit on the idiot box. Then, if social media, a lot of you people, if social media went away today or tomorrow, y'all would commit suicide. Because y'all don't know what to do. Y'all don't know how to read. Y'all don't know what an actual book is, to pick up a book and turn a cover. Y'all don't know how to use your imagination to be creative and be original. All y'all want to do is copy and paste and do monkey see, monkey do generation. Oh, this is what's trending. And you know, like, oh, let's go do that. Oh, we over here doing that. Everybody doing that. Oh, okay, this is what the new thing. No originality. No originality. No originality. And y'all be fucked. I'm happy I'm from the generation where we could have took a can, a regular can, an empty can soda, and make a game out of it. Grab a pen and paper and doodle on it and do little things. I'm from that generation. So if social media went down today or tomorrow, district of right. Because I'm still living in the world of reality, the real world. Right. Moving right along to this next class of people. I hate y'all. I really do. I hate the entitlement that you people believe y'all supposed to have. Y'all need to go on the corner of the earth with just y'all. Well, who are you talking about, district? I'm happy that you asked. Y'all social construct, gender is not a fact. What I identify as, respect my pronoun. Oh, you can't say that. Nigga, I hate y'all. Go on, I swear, y'all need to go on the corner of the earth amongst your own selves. Have your own community of people that believe and think the way you do. So y'all won't be offended by the people that's not subscribing to the dumb shit that y'all on. Y'all mental. The fact that you think gender is not a fact or gender is a social construct, well, what kind of dope you on? Dope or dog food? Because if you born with a tallywhacker, you a male. If you born with a poom-poom VJJ, you a girl. That's it. It's been that way since the beginning of time. Men don't get periods. Y'all the same type of people that are going to try to convince that men get periods. How you explain that? Y'all are fucking the kids up. Y'all are weirdos. This is the most weirdest time in my life. Nothing surprises me anymore. But I tell you what, if the governors and the mayors and the president and all of the people that run the world came and said, hey, man, look, check it out, right? Y'all can have, and won't even put y'all in somewhere like Alaska, because you know that's cold. Put you somewhere where the weather is fair year-round. You get a little bit of everything, a little bit of chill, a little bit of warm, a little bit of rain, a little bit of, you know, mix it up. If somebody came along and said, listen, all of you people that believe that gender this and my pronoun that is what I identify as, motherfuckers, they came along and put y'all in your own place of the earth, corner of the earth, with all the bells and whistles and the amenities that y'all like, y'all would still be unhappy. Y'all be talking about y'all excluded. Nobody, it's not fair. We want to be over there too. Oh, this is discrimination. Y'all don't want to be around us. This is not, I want to be over there. But why? You know what? If the powers that be and the man above came to me and said, check this out, homeboy. I'm going to give you your own corner of the earth with people like you, like-minded, that think how you think, move how you move. Y'all can agree to disagree, but for the most part, y'all on the same path, and I can get this breach, and they got all of the cookie, chocolate chip cookies and shit that I like, and all the food that I like, and beautiful women, and nice cars, and nice clothes, and we could still, you know, travel to different points and won't be just stuck to that point right there because of that corner of the earth is so vast. I would go. Just so I don't got to be around you junkie generation, clip, bow, spin, shooting the crowd, pray, I hit whoever. You social media junkies, all you want to do is post and like it, film it, filter it. Oh, my God, hashtag this, out of touch with reality. See a motherfucker on the street, in need of help or something, but you're too busy with your camera to even save yourself, finger fucking your phone, and you are what I identify niggas that, and gender this and pronoun that, man, please. This is not for the easily offended podcast. Red Light District. Happy Black History Month. We'll be back. Shout.